In a packed auditorium on the campus of West Virginia Wesleyan College in Buchanan, Senator Jay Rockefeller took a seat on the stage, joined by Emmy Award-winning journalist Ted Koppel, a longtime correspondent for ABC News and former host of their late-night news magazine, Nightline.
We are a pretty amazing pair.
I know.
Oh, isn't that extraordinary? Wow.
I have no Emmys.
I have no committees.
I have one Sharon, but no Emmys.
Yeah.
The two sat down as old friends to discuss Rockefeller's decades in politics, his feelings toward the current atmosphere in Washington, and most importantly to him, to motivate young people on the campus of Wesleyan to get involved in public service.
Please get into public service in some form, okay? And then say that's teaching, that's being a nurse, that's being an EMT, that's firefighter, everything. It's not just called an elected political office. It's called serving your community in some way. You'll never regret it.
Koppel asked the senator to recount the events of his youth that made him feel so strongly about and made him commit himself to public service. Rockefeller told stories of wanting to avoid the reputation of money that came with the family name, of journeying to Japan in college to learn the language and spend time with the people, and then of joining the Peace Corps in the Philippines to help the world. But it was West Virginia, he said, that truly changed him.
Everything in my life has been really kind of rational, except if you look at it closely. I didn't want to live in New York City. I didn't want to be a financier. I wanted to be involved with people as I was in Japan, as I was in the Philippines, but I wanted them to be here in the United States.
Rockefeller moved to Emmons, West Virginia, a poverty-stricken community in Kanawha County in the early 1960s as a VISTA volunteer.
Which completely changed me. Because there, in 156 families, I think there was one person had a job. Nobody had health care. Nobody had anything. They didn't even send a school bus out there to pick up the junior high or the high school kids because they said it's just too far away. And so it was sort of Emmons against the world. And it occurred in me a kind of an anger and a rage because I really liked those kids. I liked those parents. And yet they were being shunted aside by the system.
It was that experience that inspired Rockefeller to commit his life to public service. After serving a term in the House of Delegates, then as West Virginia's Secretary of State, Rockefeller lost his first bid for governor. Shortly after, he was named president of Wesleyan College, a position he held for 2 years. Rockefeller says during that time, he contemplated not returning to politics and committing himself to higher education for the remainder of his career.
That, in turn, caused me to do the most profound thinking about where I could do the most good. And it was close, but I opted for the public policy and all the junk that goes along with it.
That junk, he says, are things like campaigning and media appearances, things he admits he doesn't necessarily enjoy.
I have made a practice in my public life of not really caring about whether I appear on television or not, or whether I appear in the newspapers or not. You will very rarely see me on any Sunday shows. Ted never invited me onto his show.
You're too tall.
I was too tall, yeah. But I think that's an advantage. In other words, if people go into public life, public service, whatever you want to call it, or politics, for seeing their face on television, write them off. Now, campaigns are different. You got to do it. But it's awful, isn't it? All this endless money in politics, it's awful. I'm not running again. I'm so glad I'm not running again. For that reason, I'm going to desperately miss the policy. But the whole political thing has been turned into a food fight and who can stamp on who. And I don't respect that. I don't participate in that. And I think that's one reason. I think West Virginians understand that.
After decades in Washington, Koppel wanted to know how Rockefeller feels about the current state of politics at the Capitol.
As they look at Washington today, It's a partisan jungle. The level of nastiness exceeds anything I've seen in 50 years as a journalist. Talk a little bit about what's happened to this country over the last, pick a time period, 20 years? Why are things so ugly today?
I have to be a little political when I say this, but it wasn't ugly 15 years ago. I think the Tea Party had something to do with it. The liberals became so liberal, conservatives became so conservative that there wasn't really any talking with them. And nobody would compromise. Compromise was considered and is considered a dirty word. What is my reaction to that? Very bland. I go ahead and I do my work.
Rockefeller says over the years he's had great success on reaching compromises with members of both parties. But those people he saw not just as allies, but as friends, are beginning to disappear, like former Senator Olympia Snowe from Maine. After the forum, Rockefeller said he's looking forward to not retiring. Instead, he sees stepping away from political office as a chance to commit more of his time to the issues he loves, like technology, education, and national security. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Buchanan.